Hi and welcome to Maths It Podcast F20. This podcast covers the foundation GCSE revision topic, constructions and loci. To do this worksheet you will need a straight edge, this means a ruler, a pair of compasses, make sure that the compasses are fairly stiff and are not going to move around when you're using them, and a sharp pencil. The pencil must be sharp. It might also be worth having a rubber just in case you make mistakes. For question one, there is a sketch of a triangle. The sketch has dimensions 4.8 cm, 8.5 cm and 7.8 cm. This sketch is not drawn to scale. You must use ruler and compasses to construct the triangle accurately. You must also show all your construction lines. To do this, start with a line that is exactly 8.5 cm. Make sure you do this very accurately with a sharp pencil and your ruler. You then need to find the point at the top where the 4.8 cm and 7.8 cm line meet. To do this, you need to use your pair of compasses. Put your pencil into your compasses and set the compasses to 4.8 cm. This should be the distance between the compass point and the pencil point. Again, take time to make sure this is accurate. You then need to place your compass point at one end of the 8.5 cm line. This should be the left-hand end, as in the diagram. Then, draw an arc using the compasses set to 4.8 cm somewhere above the 8.5 cm line where you would expect the two lines to cross. Then, take your compasses and set them to 7.8 cm. Again, take time to make sure this is exact. Put the compass point at the right-hand end of the 8.5 cm line. Make sure it is exactly on the end of this line, and draw an arc that should cross through the first arc you drew. If it doesn't, you can again set your compasses to 4.8 cm, put them back on the left-hand end of the line, and draw an arc so it goes through the 7.8 cm arc. Once these two arcs cross, you know that this point is 4.8 cm from the left-hand end of the line, and exactly 7.8 cm from the right-hand end of the line. So join the ends of the lines to this point where the arcs cross. Do not rub out the arcs that you've drawn. These are the construction lines and are necessary for all three marks. Question 2 is an example of one of the standard constructions that you need to learn. This one is the construction of a perpendicular line that passes through a point P not on the line. To do this, we need to use three stages. The first stage involves setting your compasses with your pencil in them to a distance that is more than the distance from point P to the line, but less than the distance from point P to point B or A. About 4 cm should do for this. Put your compass point on point P and draw an arc that passes through two points on the line. So the arc should cut through the line AB twice. What we're doing here is marking two points that are exactly the same distance from point P, since the compasses are set to the same distance all the time. We can then take our compasses, and we don't need to change our size for the compasses at the moment. We can put the point on one of these places where the arc crosses the line AB, and do an arc on the opposite side of the line to point P. Then move your compasses to the other place where this arc crosses line AB, and draw another arc that crosses the first arc that you drew across the opposite side of the line from point P. We should now have point P on one side of the line AB and two arcs that intersect on the other side of the line AB. We can then join point P to these crossing arcs. Now, since this would be the diagonal of a rhombus, using the construction we've done, the line from point P to the arcs should be perpendicular to the line AB. Check this with a set square or an angle measurer. We've now constructed the perpendicular from point P to line AB. Other standard constructions you need to learn are a perpendicular bisector and the perpendicular from a point on a line. Ask your teacher to go through these with you. Question 3 is a locus question. We're given a diagram with a rectangle ABCD. The rectangle represents a garden. The scale of the diagram is 1 centimetre represents 1 metre. We're then given restrictions as to where a tree is to be planted in the garden. It must be nearer to point A than to point C, and it must be within 5 metres of point B. We have to shade in the region where the tree may be planted on the diagram. We need to consider these two restrictions separately. That the tree has to be nearer to A than C means we have to draw a line that marks the boundary of the points that are exactly the same distance from A and C, so therefore we can shade in the points on one side of this. To do this, we need to draw the line that is equidistant from A and C, or the perpendicular bisector of line AC. To draw the line equidistant from points A and C, we need to set our compasses to greater than half the distance from A to C, but preferably less than the distance from A to C. So in this example, about 4 to 5 centimetres. Once you've set your compasses, put your compass point on the corner of a rectangle at point A, and draw an arc which passes right through the rectangle and extends at both sides. Then move your compass point to point C, and draw a similar arc, again extend it through the rectangle, extend it at both sides. It should intersect the first arc at two places. If it doesn't, go back to point A and extend the arc you did from there just until you've got two arcs that intersect in two places. The line that is equidistant from point A and point C passes through the two intersection points of these two arcs. So draw the line from the intersection point of the arcs at the top to the intersection points at the bottom. You should get a slightly diagonal line through the rectangle, not going from B to D, but passing through line AB and DC. This is the boundary of where the tree can be planted for the first criteria. We then need to look at the second criteria. The second criteria says that the tree must be planted within 5 metres of point B. To do this, we need to use a scale. The scale of the diagram is 1 centimetre represents 1 metre, so we need to set our compasses to a distance of 5 centimetres to represent the 5 metres. If we then put our compass point on point B and draw an arc that passes right through the rectangle, this will mark the boundary of where the tree can be planted so that it is within 5 metres of point B. It must be nearer to B than this line. You should now be able to see that the region to be shaded is a sort of triangle, although it's got an arc for one of its sides. So this is the area adjacent to side AB that we need to shade in. And finally, question 4. Question 4 gives us a map of a part of Northern England. We're told that the scale on the map is 1 centimetre represents 5 miles. Firstly, we have to measure and write down the bearing of Bridlington from York and Scunthorpe from Hull. The key here is the from bit. The first one is Bridlington from York, so we measure the angle at York. To do this, we first need to draw on a north line from York, so the line should go from the York straight to the top of the diagram, parallel to the north line that is drawn on the diagram. You then need to draw a line from York to Bridlington, and then we need to measure the angle clockwise from York to Bridlington. You should find that this angle is 77 degrees. Bearings should be given as three figures, so you should write this as 077 degrees. Again, from the bearing for Scunthorpe from Hull, we need to draw a north line at Hull. The north line again should be parallel to the north line drawn on the map. We then need to measure the clockwise angle from the north line to Scunthorpe. So draw a line from Hull to Scunthorpe and measure this angle. If you've got a 180 degree protractor, you will have to measure the other angle and subtract it from 360. However, if you've got a full 360 degree protractor, you can simply measure this clockwise angle from north to Scunthorpe. The angle should be 223 degrees. If you're using a 180 degree protractor, you will get 137 degrees, which when you subtract that from 360 also gives you 223 degrees. Bearings need to be measured accurately. If you're more than a degree or so out, you will lose marks. Part B asks us to shade the region in which radio programs can be received, and we're told that the radio programs are transmitted from Hull and can be received within a distance of 30 miles. We need to draw, therefore, a circle on the diagram with a radius of 30 miles. The scale is 1 centimetre represents 5 miles. So for 30 miles, we need to draw this 6 centimetres, since 6 lots of 5 is 30. So get your compasses, put your pencil in it, and set the distance from compass point to pencil point as 6 centimetres. Remember to be really exact when you're doing this. Put your compass point on Hull, and then draw as much of a circle as you can on the diagram with this radius of 6 centimetres. You then need to shade in the region inside this 6 centimetre circle. And that's the end of Maths It Podcast F20 on constructions and loci.